music. CFRCE
in Kingston.
Hotel Du Hospital is seeking volunteers. For just 2 to 3 hours a week, you can make a difference in your life and the lives of others in our community. For inquiries and more information, contact Jennifer at 613-544-3400, extension number 2311, or visit their website at www.hoteldu.com.
Santa Claus comes tonight. No more days to count, but the even longer wait begins.
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting from Queen's University's Carruthers Hall basement. My name's David, and I've got Andy Personnel here by my side. We are the co-hosts of United by Punk every Monday evening from 11 p.m. until midnight, broadcasting here on CFRC. You've got to check this show out. It's CFRC's newest and, in my opinion, best show. Now, I haven't heard all the shows, but I'm a bit partial. So I'm going to bring you the first set of three tracks, and then Andy Personnel is going to follow up with his set. We're going to do it back and forth all the way till midnight, so keep your radios locked down. jumping off on the first set, we've got a track by The Evens, who I just checked out for the first time today. And actually, we were playing some Minor Threat, some very classic tracks a few weeks back. Well, Ian McKay, from the singer from Minor Threat, actually, his new band, I had no idea, is called The Evens, and they put out an album last month. And I checked out a bit of it, and I really liked Wanted Criminals, which is a comment on prisons. And I think you'll like it, so that's coming up in this set. Also, we have Fear with I Love Living in the City, also from a new album out in October 2012. And the first song to start us off tonight is going out to a very special person who's probably laying in bed listening to us right now. This is a song that I had big dreams about turning into this flash mob dance musical music video. And I even applied for funding from, like, Kingston had like a short music, short film, 26 shorts or something in 26 minutes. I don't know. They had some sort of short film festival, and I applied. Didn't get in, I think, to their own loss, because I had this amazing idea to turn this video into like a flash mob dance routine with like, you know, riots and riot cops and firebombs and like dancing and amazing great ideas that which never materialized. So without further ado, here it is. I Was a Teenage Anarchist.
Read all the offers, I knew the rough slogans. There was a war, but the class war. I was ready to set the world on fire. I was a teenage anarchist, looking for a revolution. Do you remember when you were young and you wanted to set the world on fire?
I love living in the city. I love living in the city.
What do they want? Getting angry, so the bosses came up with a hell of a plan. Security job for each and every man, more alligators for their boots, keep them hungry. What if every single person was a deputy? What if every single person was a deputy? What if every single person was a deputy? Riding down the wall, jails in search of prisoners, 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 jails in search of prisoners.
All right, this is Andy Personnel coming to you live Monday evening, 101.9 CFRC FM. That was Ian MacKay's new band, The Evens, with Wanted Criminals. That was a pretty different take there, but I enjoyed it. anyway, I'm taking you guys back to the roots of punk rock, the early punk bands. Dave's keeping it avant-garde. I'm taking it back to the old school. Anyway, so what we're going to listen to, first track of the evening, or sorry, first set from me this evening is in the what they call the UK 82 genre. We're still in England here. UK 82 was kind of an offshoot of a couple of different types of music. There was the anarcho-punk movement and the oi or street punk movement, which sort of grew out of the early early first and second wave of punk rock. UK 82 was a really they were taking the anarchist political message, applying it to kind of a working class environment. Lots of anger. There were a lot of riots going on during the early 80s in the working class towns in England. And a lot of bands were expressing themselves in this kind of environment. So it's very angry. Very awesome music. So we're going to hear three bands in the UK 82 genre. And the first is The Exploited, and they're actually from Scotland. Formed 1979. Fairly fast kind of UK 82 hardcore style. And actually the name UK 82 came from the Exploited song we're about to listen to tonight called UK 82. After that we'll be hearing the equally badass band Blitz with their single Razors in the Night, which also came out in 1982. And then we're going to hear Die for Your Government by the Verruckers. I think we've heard some Verruckers here on earlier shows. They're one of my favorite old English bands. Anyway, Die for Your Government off the Die for Your Government single, which also came out in 1982. Anyway, without further ado, I would like to hit you guys in the head with some Exploited with UK 82.
Yeah, I feel my last breath. So I know you're my friend.
true!
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. My name's David. You're listening to United by Punk Monday nights, 11 p.m. till midnight. And I'd like to give a shout out to Tim from Exposing Your Inner Punk, another amazing show on CFRC's airwaves. In fact, CFRC's airwaves are full of amazing shows. And for all you listeners out there, I encourage you to check out the blog or the cfrc.ca to find out a ton of amazing programming. In particular, Monday nights are quite extraordinary with an amazing lineup of Exposing Your Inner Punk, Metal on Metal, and the newest show on the block, United by Punk. That's us. So keep your radios locked down and keep it tuned in. We just heard a fine set from Andy Personnel. I've got a few new releases to for your listening pleasure up next. CFRC has an amazing digital library, which is really well organized. I can't say the same for all campus community radio stations, having previously done work in other ones. So the next three selections are from the digital library. We've got Juvenile Hall, who are a band out of Vancouver, with what do we have? Creep Freezer from Magazine Collage, and that was released last month. We also have Armageddon Man by German Shepherds. Now, this was a re-release from a 1980s album. Re-released from the 1980s, and it was Music for Sick Queers. And Armageddon Man is a great song, so I hope you like that as well. And then finally, one of my favorite all-time bands, Sonic Youth, put out a release of a live set that they did at the Smart Bar Chicago in 1985. It's called Kill Your Idols, which was from their Confusion is Sex album. And that's, in my opinion, some of their best work before they became really famous for a particular sound and then kept doing that sound. So it's a lot wilder. Before they had Steve, forget his last name, but before they had their drummer that they've been drumming, they've had for the past 30 years. So, yeah, without further ado, you've got Juvenile Hall, Armageddon Man by the German Shepherds, and then Kill Your Idols by Sonic Youth here on CFRC. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You see me reading the Bible. You say it's just a phase. Well, mister, it's the face of the Lord. The end times is coming near. The end of the earth is dear. Well, sorry, I mean near. The end is so near. We shoot off the nuclear weapons and all that germ warfare, and the Ruskies get mad. Come on down the hill.
Armageddon come down, and the beast propose a plan, and it ends up with peace all throughout the land. Then the plagues come down, and the beast thrown into the lake of fire. The sinners are judged and sent on down to hell. I'm a Armageddon man, gonna push that button as soon as I can. Been working and hoping, praying for the work of the Lord. Armageddon man, Armageddon man, gonna push that button when I can.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, United by Punk, with Dave and Andy Personnel. We're punking up your Monday evening a couple notches. And that was Kill Your Idols by Sonic Youth, live at the Smart Bar, I believe. I'm not too familiar with Sonic Youth, but I'm enjoying what I'm hearing so far. So I'm going to be taking you guys a little further back than my last set, to the origins of the type of music known as anarcho-punk, which is just punk with an actual serious anarchist political bent. Early bands like the Sex Pistols and the Clash were fond of talking about anarchy. They were more into sort of, I don't know, hedonistic personal license rather than an actual practical political doctrine. You know, using the imagery to sell records and just kind of be cool, which is cool. But there's some other bands who are a little more serious about it, such as Crass. They're probably one of the bigger ones. Now, Crass formed 1977, group of anarchists who lived at Dial House in Essex, which was a sort of a little community commune type of thing. It was a couple of guys, Penny Rambeau and Steve Ignorant, and they decided they wanted to start a band. They named it Crass after the line in Ziggy Stardust, where they talk about how the kids were just crass. And so yeah, they really, eventually they grew into like a 9-member sort of cultural revolutionary collective. Yeah, promoted you know, anarchism as a way of life, political ideology, advocated direct action, animal rights, environmentalism, all sorts of various causes. And they used music as well as art and various other sort of cultural techniques, I suppose, to promote this. They also had a record label in which they released their own albums and the records of other friends of theirs, like the Poison Girls. Poison Girls were formed in 76 in Brighton, but then they moved to Essex to be near Crass and basically party and you know, get stuff done. Now the Poison Girls and Crass were two of the first bands on the record label Crass Records, and we're going to listen to their split 7-inch Bloody Revolutions B-side with Persons Unknown. We're also going to listen to a band called Flux of Pink Indians. Flux of Pink Indians were actually, they started out as a band called the Epileptics, but then they were following a letter from the Epilepsy Society of Great Britain. They changed their name to the Flux of Pink Indians, which you wonder, it's not that much less offensive than the Epileptics, but anyway, they didn't last long under the name Flux of Pink Indians either. But some of their best music was created under that that name. So we're going to listen to something off one of their first albums, which is called, I believe, Strive to Live or Exist with Minimum Harm, something like that. But anyway, the song is called Some of Us Scream, Some of Us Shout, followed by Persons Unknown by the Poison Girls and Bloody Revolutions by Crass. Some real anarchy for you listeners out there. Anyway, we'll start things off with Some of Us Scream, Some of Us Shout.
I'm Mr. Other Edge, you don't exist, you never did. Hiding in shadows, persons unknown. Habits of hiding soon will be the death of us. Dying in secret from poisons unknown. This is a message to persons unknown. Strangers and passers-by, persons unknown. Turn in a blind eye, hope to go unrecognized. Keeping your secrets, persons unknown. Housewives and prostitutes, plumbers in boiler suits, truants in coffee bars, you think you're alone. Motorcars would never go home. Women in factories, one parent families. Women in murder, persons unknown. Wild girls and criminals, rotting in prison cells. Patients in corridors, persons unknown. Statistics and balance sheets, numbered and rubber stamped. Blind and invisible, you're lost in your home.
one.
About revolution, oh, that's fine. But what are you going to be doing come the time? Are you gonna be the big man for Tommy Gunn? We talk of freedom when the blood begins to run. Freedom has no value if violence is the price. I want your revolution, I want anarchy and peace. You talk about buying power. You finally say your soul. You speak of liberation. And when the people roll, well, only people roll right now with demons for their feet. Just another set of minutes. Their rifles are to me. But what about those people who don't want your new restrictions? Those who disagree with you and have their own convictions. You say they've got it wrong because they don't agree with you. So when the revolution comes, you'll have to run through. You say that revolution means freedom for us all. Well, freedom just ain't freedom when your back's against the wall. You talk about fame, power, with violence, that's your tool. You speak of liberation, and when the people roll, well, only people roll right now with them for their fate. Just another set of prayers, their rifles are to me. Will you indoctrinate the masses to serve your new regime? And simply do away with those whose views are too extreme. Transportation details can be left to British Rail. Where Cyclone B succeeded, Norsi Gas will fail. It's just the same old story of man destroying man. We've got to look for other answers to the problems of this land. You talk about great power, with violence as your tool. You speak of liberation, and when the people rule, well, ain't it people rule right now with them for their fate? Just another set of fears, their rifles are to me.
Vive la revolution, people of the world unite. Stand up, men of courage, it's your job to fight.
Intellectual theories are now it's got to be. That thing to take into account.
Nothing's changed for all the deaths of their ideas created. It's just the same fascistic games, but the rules aren't clearly stated. Nothing's really different, cause all government's the same. They can call it freedom, but slavery is the game. There's nothing that you offer but a dream of last year's hero. The truth of revolution, brother.
Brother, 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 brother,
brother. That was Crass with Bloody Revolutions, and one of the finest tracks I've heard in a long time. Thanks to Andy Personnel for bringing that to us. CFRC 101.9 FM, United by Punk, is now drawing to a close, as it does every Monday night at around midnight. We want to thank our listeners for tuning in. Thanks to our callers for calling in and for basically making this a really fun show. We sadly won't be around in the flesh next week, but tune in anyway, because we're going to have an awesome show lined up for you over the holidays, a show or two lined up for you over the holidays, and then back in action afterwards. So we have a little bit of time left. We're going to up our Canadian content for the hour, bringing you a track from a 1997 compilation produced right here in Kingston, Ontario. It's Soy with Arbiter's Manifesto, which is the title, which is the top, the first track off of the Go compilation, with featuring 50 different Canadian hardcore bands. And it's definitely worth a check out, this album, only available in vinyl and tape cassette, actually. And then if there's a tiny little bit of time, we're going to hear Lucas Hicks, who is from Sackville, New Brunswick, actually just on the border of Nova Scotia, New Brunswick. And it's a phenomenal tiny little town that pumps out a lot of really serious good music. And we've heard some bands from Sackville on this show. So yeah, if there's time, we'll hear Take It Slow from Lucas Hicks's new album. So thanks for listening, everyone, and tune in next Monday and every Monday for this amazing show, United by Punk. My name's David, and thanks for tuning in.
Blood in his veins, be ice cold.